Thank you for joining us for another power-packed message from the Expression House headquarters, Mokola, Ibadan. We bring people into membership in God's family, mature them in Christ's likeness, equip them for ministry, and send them out for missions to the world in order to magnify God's name. We hope that this message is a blessing to you as you advance your life and discover purpose. Connect with us on all our social media platforms at the XPHNG or join us on site at Mokola, Ibadan for fellowship and partnership. Now, let's get into the message.
In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. How many of you have, invested so much into something and after some time, it crashed? You went all out. You put your money, you put your time, you put your, resources and everything. Anybody like that? Me, I've done some investment before. How many of you know Rockstarly? Who knows Rockstarly? Yeah, I put money there. So first time I put money, I got some money back. I said, let me add some thousands to it. I added more money, big money. I put it. Guess what? It was as though they were waiting for me to put that money so that they can, crash it. So I went all out. That's money aspect now. How about, relationships? How many of you have, you've chopped breakfast? You guys. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. How many of you here, if you don't chop breakfast, raise your hand. Ada is raising hand for OJ. I think everybody is quite familiar with OJ's story. He's a very brutal one. Right? I remember, don't even let me share that story. One way or the somehow we've chopped breakfast. Whether in your relationship with that guy or that lady, or maybe just friendship, right? And you invested your energy. You invested a lot into it. And you're wondering, why did this happen to me and all of that? So because of those things that has happened to you in the past, you are now beginning to find it hard to go all out for this new relationship you are in, right? Right? The talking stage, you are putting a shield that, make her not go chop another breakfast. Is that correct? Because that is actually what happens. I don't chop one breakfast before. That's when you now begin to make statements like, make I calm down first, make I take my time so that I not go chop another breakfast. And we have brought that into the equation when we are, relating with God, when we are talking about going all out for Jesus, when we are talking about going all out for God, you are thinking, I've been trusting God for how many years now and nothing to show for it. Is it now that will now kill it quickly? Because when there's this opportunity that I can use to cash out and all of that. But the truth of the matter is that no man goes all out for Jesus and ever remains the same. And there's a statement we usually make back then. I don't know if people still make it now. They say that don't put all your eggs in one basket. How many of you have heard that statement before? Don't put all your eggs in one basket. It sounds, cool. In a way, it sounds cool, like, don't put all your investments in one place. So, but do you know that Jesus is actually that one basket you can put all your eggs in? You can put all your eggs inside that basket. Do you know why? Because Jesus never disappoints. There is nobody from Genesis to Revelation that called on Jesus, that went all out for Jesus, that trusted Jesus wholeheartedly, that got disappointed. Jesus does not disappoint. It does not disappoint. There's also another statement that we make then. I don't know if we still make it now. There's this one that says that all man for himself. Have you heard that before? All man for himself. Well, I'm here to put it to you this morning that a man in Christ is not for himself. A man in Christ is not for himself because you are not alone. That's why God was telling you, God told David, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So, you are not all by yourself. Whatever it is that you are going through, God sees and God knows. God sees and God knows. Preach that to your neighbor. Say, God sees. God knows. So, we looked at the story of Zacchaeus, right? How that, we know this man, tax collector. In fact, chief tax collector, right? He was a wealthy man. His position up there. Right, he had so many people under him and all of that. And what happened? Jesus was passing. Jesus was taking a walk and he was curious. He was wondering, who is this man? Let me see what's going on. But because of his height now, he went to climb a tree. Say, I must see this Jesus. And guess what? I'm getting ahead of myself, but it's okay. Guess what happened? Okay, I thought the timer was on. But Jesus looked to him. Jesus looked up and saw him up there. And he said, come down, young man. Come down. I'm going to you. Jesus did not even ask him. I mean, back then, they were seen as all those tax collectors because they used to steal people's money. They embezzled money and all of those things. Look at the statement he made. He said, because you have come into my house, because I have seen Jesus, because I have experienced you, I'm going to give back everything that I have stolen. That is what happens when you meet Jesus. That is what happens when you meet Jesus. You don't remain the same person anymore. It is impossible for you to remain the same after meeting Christ. That's why the Bible says, we are all familiar with this scripture. If any man is in Christ, he is a new man. All things are passed away. Behold, the new has come. When Jesus comes into your life, he brings newness. He brings newness into your life. So that was what happened with Zacchaeus. We are going to look at some case studies, right? I also want us to look at Luke chapter. Me and Luke, we did today this morning. Luke chapter 18 from verse 35 to 32, 43. Luke 35 to 43. This is the story of the blind man that received his sight. As he drew near Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the road, begging. Hearing a crowd passing by, he inquired that this meant. Okay, he inquired what this meant. Verse 37. Jesus the Nazareth is passing by. Jesus the Nazareth, rather, is passing by, they told him. So he called out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then those in front told him, keep quiet. But he kept crying out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. Verse 40, Jesus stopped and commanded that he be brought to him. When he drew near, he asked him, what do you want me to do for you? The man answered Jesus, Lord, he said, I want to see. Verse 42, receive your sight, Jesus said, your faith has healed you. Instantly, he could see, and he began to follow him, glorifying God. All the people saw him and gave praise to God. May the Lord bless you, God, the reading of his word to our hearts in Jesus' name. Look at this man. He was blind. Jesus was passing by. But this kind passing, not the regular passing. This one is not the regular one that he couldn't see, but he could, do you get what I'm saying? He could hear sounds and all of that. And then said, he inquired. He asked questions. He said, who is this man passing? What's going on here? Why are there so many people walking by this time? And they answered him, Jesus the Nazarene is passing. Immediately he heard that. Apparently, he had heard about Jesus before, right? Because if he hasn't, there's no way he would have been shouting, Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus sounds like saying, so he has heard about Jesus before, that there is a miracle worker. There is a Jesus that turned water into wine. There is a Jesus that raised Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus was dead 4 days in the tomb. Jesus called him out. There is a Jesus passing. So he did what? He took advantage of that moment. He said, look, I can't let this moment pass me by. I'm going to hold this Jesus. And then he cried out, Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy on me. God has prepared seasoned speakers to minister to us at our Blaze conference, to minister Jesus, to bring the word of life to us. If only we can go all out for the word, just like this man did. Jesus is the living word of the Lord. He went all out for Jesus. Look what happened. Okay, maybe let's even go to the lessons from this man's story. The number one lesson we should learn from this man: he believed in Jesus before receiving his miracle. He believed in Jesus before receiving his miracle. Guys, in this kingdom, believing is seeing. Seeing is not believing. Do you agree with me? If you've been coming for Bible study, you understand this point. Believing is seeing. See, not the other way around. What is there to believe after you have seen it? Do you understand? There's no faith to put to work. Right? There's no faith to put to work. There's no point. But believing, when you believe, you will see. Does the Bible not say, if thou believest, you will see the glory of the Lord? So look at this man. He believed in Jesus even before receiving his sight. Because if I don't believe in something, there's no way I'll put my money in it. If you didn't believe in Jesus, you wouldn't have cried out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. If you didn't believe in Jesus, you wouldn't have said, Jesus, I want to see. The reason why he was saying all of those things was because he knew that Jesus is a miracle worker and he is able to heal me. Number one lesson, he believed in Jesus. Don't wait until you hear someone has received from God before you start believing in Jesus. Don't wait. Don't wait for that sister's testimony. Don't wait for that brother's testimony. You don't need anybody's testimony to believe Jesus. Jesus is real. He is real. He is real. Jesus is real. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 20. He says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. There are prophets, men of God, coming for our Ablaze conference from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I want to encourage you this morning as we prepare for Ablaze, as you prepare from now, tomorrow, next tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, and even Thursday, and all the days of Ablaze. I want you to believe every word. Believe the word of the Lord that will be coming out from this altar. Believe the word of the Lord. Number two lesson we should learn from this man. He didn't shut up. Guess what? The Bible says he called out. Then those in front of him told him, keep quiet. They said, keep quiet. As you begin to make efforts, as you are trying to make efforts to go all out for Jesus, there will be noises. There will be people will be trying to shut you down. People will be trying to shut you down. You are trying to read your Bible. Academics, they call you. You are trying to, come to church. Your finances, they show you shaky. A lot of things will try. But we need to be like this man. The Bible said he cried out the more. I assumed the first crying out was, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And then the moment somebody told him, keep quiet, he went, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He increased it. You can't afford to give in to the voice of the devil. You can't. You just can't. Because that way, you will not receive what God has in store for you. Don't let anybody shut you up. Don't let anything shut you up. Don't let what you are going through shut you up from going all out for Jesus. They will ask you to keep quiet. Yes. Sometimes it's even your parents. You are trying to work for God. You are trying to do everything you can to work for God, to be on fire for God. But your parents are trying, they are shutting you out. But don't give in. Don't give in. Talk to your neighbor, say, don't give in. Your job will call for it. Your job will call. You are trying to go all out for Jesus. You are trying to read your Bible. You are trying to pray. But there is this job that won't let you have time for the word of the Lord. You can see, yes, I was speaking to one of my sisters on Friday after the video, and I was saying, God does not understand. There's no such thing as God understands. Do you hear me? There's no such thing as God understands. Now, God has given us 24 hours. And out of that 24 hours, you cannot take out 1 hour. Just 1 hour to seek the face of God. And you are telling me God understands. My dear, if you be God, you go understand. Out of 24 hours, I'm asking for just, he's not even asking for 1 hour. He's just asking for time. Give me time. Give me time. And we are saying God understands. God does not understand. Prioritize God. Prioritize God. Don't let anything come in between you and God. No way. Because God does not understand. He doesn't understand. Why would you claim that God gave you a job and that job is taking you away from God's presence? Ah, you go far. He's not my God. He didn't shut up. Oh, the prophet. in Isaiah chapter 61, 62 rather, Isaiah 62 and verse 1. He says, for Zion's sake, I will not keep quiet. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet till our vindication shines out like the dawn, our salvation like a blazing torch. He said, I will not be quiet. I will not stop proclaiming the gospel. I will not stop until all men come to repentance. Can we take on the attitude of Isaiah this morning, this week, and even beyond? I will not be quiet. I will not let anything shut me up. I will not give in. Another scripture I want us to look at, Esther chapter 4 and verse 14. Esther 4 and verse 14. Media, please help me. Esther 4 and verse 14. It says, for if thou altogether hold thy peace at this time, then shall... KJV, I beg. I don't want KJV. Please, give me NIV. Please. This one, they confuse me. NIV, please. Thank you so much. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows, but you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. This was Mordecai speaking to Esther. You cannot be quiet this time, oh. Your people, they go through a lot, oh. You can't afford to give in now. You can't afford to let protocols shut you up. Yes, Esther was trying to follow protocol. Right? Because, I mean, getting to that position in the first place was, she broke protocol. She didn't let protocols stop her from going to the presence of the king. It was not normal for you to not go to the presence of the king, except you have been summoned by the king. But she went there all the same. So now, Yahweh don't gas. And she was keeping her cool. Making no go, king no come. But the guy was telling her, look, for if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance that we are looking for, it will come from somebody else. But who knows? The reason why you are there is because of a moment like this. Because of a moment like this. I want to be the Mordecai this morning, telling you, for such a time as this, you can't afford to let anything shut you up. What if the reason why you are here, what if the reason why you are going through that stuff you are going through is because you have not been speaking? It's because you have been quiet. It's because you have been quiet. Don't be quiet. Don't let protocols shut you up. Many years ago, we were in Potter's Planet. So, we were rehearsing for Dynafest. And, you know, Potter's, so we got dancers from outside the church, explicit dancers then. They came to teach us dance. And, you know, oh, I loved to dance. I still love to dance anyways. But let's say assignment don't change. So, I mean, when I leave school, after school, I go to my daddy's workplace. Like, that's the man wanted me to become a mechanic by fire, by force. He wanted me to become a mechanic. But me, I don't want. I need a dance I won't do. And I wanted to play football too. But, you know, there's nothing I could have done because I was still really young and all of that. I'm still young, anyways. So, after school that day, so we're having rehearsals during the week. After school, you have to come to church because Danafest was fast approaching and we needed to learn a lot of steps and all of that. My dad instructed me. He said, you are after school. Come to my workplace. I don't want to be a very good player. Not see as I can come. Because he believed, he thought, now play with the role, play for there. You know our parents now? Say, dance, care. As out. Was it not Kathy? It was Kathy that actually opened the eyes of these people. All our parents. It was when Kathy broke that Guinness World Record. And I was like, hey, you were not seeing that in newspaper. Oh, Benikon, hours. And I'm like, hey, me, I want dance. Don't let me dance. So, me, they used to say, Jaodola. Maybe then they say, Jaodola. It was when Mayweather fought back then. I got big money. That was when I started opening your eyes. I said, if you like, say, Jadon, the dollar now. Anyways, so he instructed me, you must not go. For the other, hey, I'm not going to go the other. Okay. I want one. My friends will come, they dance on that first day. Me, I will now sit down and look like this. No way. After school that day, come on. I don't go to workstation. I don't go my room. I didn't go. I disobeyed my father. Yes, I disobeyed. And I'm happy I did it. Because it is for God. I broke protocol. He said he must not go. I went. I went to. And I knew that after that, the answer, he may be the last one. Because by the time he comes back, you are either you are dead or you are dead. I said, I go see, I guess don't go this the answer. They go down and register me for position. Say this is your position. No? Guys, when my dad, do you know what it is? He came home earlier than usual. At that time there was no phone. There was nothing. So how they won't call this boy? But did they go on? You know, so he knew so, because I don't need show sign of regret. Okay? Me, I get. In that time. I know they show some kind signs where they go send me food, I go cut money, I go all these stupid crazy things. So you know they see bad boy signs inside me. So in me, I went to church. Even as I realize, at the reason eyes, they look outside. Say, maybe my paleto just driving zoo. Okay. Omo mia. Right. Omo, when he got back that night, he came and leave me. And normally my dad would come on like 11, 10:30. Right. So me, I was already preparing that. I will sleep. He will come and beat me in my sleep. My father will use sleep to wake you up. He will use sleep to wake you up. Caleb and Imani Ajayi, they will remember. My elder brothers, because them Caleb now, they were staying downstairs, we were staying up. Right? And if my father, they beat you, they go, they hear sound of the drums, or brato, the way they cry. If they go, use copper wire, they beat you. When my dad came back that night, hey, oh Jesus, oh, Mujer bastard, he beat me, but guess what, there was the answer the next day, but guess what I did, that next day, I went, I'm serious, ask my guys, that next day, I went for that answer, he came home that night. He beat me. Let me now tell you what my daddy did. The following day. So because we're going to have back to back. You know how we're having back to back rehearsals now for our place. That's why we're having it back then. The next day, he now parked in front of my school. But let me see. Let me see how you want to escape. I don't want to tell you what I did. Go funny. No, I won't tell you. I bypassed the car. And guess what? I came for Yaza. After that man don't beat me. He said, he did say this one. Oti lofa. The man left me. And that was how I broke the chain of mechanism out of my life. And now I am a preacher of God's word. Glory to God. Glory to God. Meanwhile, I mean, this does not mean my father doesn't love me. He loves everybody. He just can make sense to him. Because in my CAC, they go. Where they go, they pray. For me, I say I want to die. It don't make sense. So you have to break protocol. Break it. Break it. My daddy will not allow me. Sometimes sit your prayer. Do you know that sometimes they just want to hear you, like, give them reasons. See, everything that I used to say something. Ahmed Shoba Ali, Ebenezer, for those of you that I remember. We used to say something that if because you have worked in some kind of environment, you say you don't mess with your mentality. When your boss asks you, why are you late? Why are you saying I'm sorry? Sometimes you have a genuine reason. But because they don't do that thing for your mind, say, you can't be talking to your boss about clinical. You have to go to apologize. Hey, I'm sorry. Think of Ebenezer got to Lagos one time. And he was working with this man. So because he hasn't worked with some bosses before, and if they are speaking, you can't speak. So this new boss, the guy was asking him, Ibex, this thing, you are supposed to have submitted it. This script, where I got this submitted, so day. Why didn't you submit it? He started apologizing. I'm sorry. The guy said, wait, why? Why haven't you? I just want to know. Do you understand? So, like, sometimes your parents just need explanation. You just need to let them know. But you say, when you know the Omagidi for house, girl, How will you tell them that you want to go to church? They will not say, ah, which church are you going? All the church you've been going all these years, you was in GM and GM. See, that's not what I'm saying. So going all out for Jesus, you will face a lot of that those criticism. Let's look at David now. David was tending his father's sheep. I mean, we know the story of David. And by the way, Pastor preached a sermon many, many years ago titled Beware of Fire Extinguishers. Maybe we can beg him to bring back that sermon. So David was tending his father's sheep, and his father, so that was when the brothers were going to face Goliath now. They were waiting for the battle to begin. So the father sent David, Jesse, he sent David to take food to his brothers for battlefield. So David got there, and because the boy is a cho-cho-cho-cho boy, he got there and was like, what's going on? Why is this huge man standing and he's just talking, and nobody is fighting? I think that as I come here, I go down see blood, we go down splash everywhere. What's going on? Why are you all not fighting? And the brother told him, shut up. Shut up. Leave this place. Go home. Are you not supposed to take care of father's business? Are you not supposed to take care of the sheep? If lion go take one of the sheep, I go sell for you. I go sell for you. I'm a evil. David left him. He said, you don't know what he did. He left him. He went to somebody else. What's going on? Why is there no fight? Who is this man? Why is he shouting like that? The black him again. I said, you go. He said, leave that place. He went to somebody else. Auntie, you're not at the battlefield, but let's play. What's going on? Why is there no blood splashing everywhere? And this beautiful sister now explained to him that this thing don't stand up against us. So that Kinikog will come. If one person can come and defeat him, Kinikog will come, we will bow to you, and all of that. David did not stop there. David was like that man that we read, the blind man. He said he inquired. Guess what David did? David ran to Dave. My bad. David ran to Jobah. Say, so what's the need for that man? Because if I defeat this man, I will just defeat him in vain. What's the need for me? And you know, they explained to him that, if you defeat this man, you will marry the king's wife. You will get this, you will get that. Say, I'm coming. Pa, 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 pa. Baba packs too. Pa, 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 pa. And he did what? He defeated Goliath. And he did what? He became the king. And he did what? He brought light to Israel. Imagine if he had listened to the voice of his brothers telling him to go home. Imagine if he had listened to his brothers telling him to go home, Joe. Go watch the lamp. Go home, Joe. Imagine if he had listened. He probably would have defeated Goliath. He probably would have defeated Goliath. Guys, you have to break some protocols sometimes to get to that place where God wants you to be. You have to break some protocols. There are so many things that will try to hinder you from reaching out to Jesus. Do not give in. Do not give in. The devil is out to stop you from touching Jesus, because he knows the moment you touch Jesus, your life is touched forever. Your life is touched forever. I want to encourage you, go all out for Jesus. It doesn't cost a thing to go all out for Jesus. It doesn't cost a thing to go all out for Jesus. Look at that man. All he needed to do was just scream. All he needed to do was just believe. All he needs to do was just to be tenacious. That's what it takes. It doesn't cost a thing to go all out for Jesus. As our blessing is fast approaching, there are so many things that will try to distract you. Dear beloved, do not give in. Do not give in to those distractions. Do not give in to those distractions. Me, like this. After all the things that I need to do, once word starts like this, I will go find somewhere, sit down with my notepad. They take notes. Do you know why? Prophecy has gone out. Prophecy is not even one prophecy, has gone out that God is going to be activating our dominion. We all have dominion, right? The Bible says that in Genesis, he said, have dominion. So as creation, there is that thing is already deposited inside of us. But it needs activation. And that is what God wants to do at our place this year. I cannot afford to let distractions hinder me from receiving what God has in store for me. Don't let distraction hinder you. Don't let distraction hinder you. I believe this season is not the time where someone is going on or anything in the service is going on and you are flipping with your phone. May you not miss your time of visitation. May you not miss your time of visitation. Because you don't know where your word is coming. Just like Minister Folaker was saying, he may be coming when the MC is just giving a charge. I remember, was it 2 years ago, Pastor Inka from ICC, she was here for Blaze. And the part of the sermon that blessed her was when the MC was doing just welcoming people and all of that. And the MC said something. Even the MC knows the member waiting to talk. And she held on to it. Your word can come from anybody. It can come from anybody. From any session, praise worship, from many, from prayer. Locking. Talk to your neighbor. Say, locking at a place this year. Locking. Don't let distractions hinder you from getting what God has in store for you. On your way to destiny, you will encounter fire extinguishers. On your way, you will encounter. Look at this blind man. He encountered fire extinguishers. You will say, keep quiet. Say, I think Pastor Anu will keep quiet. Keep quiet. I will not keep quiet. And until he got his breakthrough. Number one, I said he believed in Jesus before receiving his miracle. Lessons from the man. Number two, he didn't shut up. Number three, he asked God for mercy. The mercy prayer, the church has not been praying it enough. When I say the church, I mean the body of Christ at large. We have not been praying that prayer enough. We need to ask God for mercy continually, at all times. Because what we deserve is judgment. But guess what? Mercy prevails over judgment. Hallelujah. Mercy prevails over judgment. He asked for mercy. He said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Bypass all my wrongs. Bypass my iniquities. Bypass my weaknesses. Forget all the things that my forefathers has done. Forget all the sins that they committed. Forget this. Just have mercy. Mercy is all I need. He cried out for mercy. He said, Son of David, have mercy on me. The moment he said, Son of David, have mercy on me, Jesus stopped. It was at that point that Jesus stopped. Before that time, he had been crying out. I believe Jesus was hearing him while he was crying out. Because I said he cried out. He cried out all the more. He kept crying out until he said, have mercy on me. When mercy is called upon, Jesus answers. At the cry of mercy, Jesus shows up. Whenever we cry out to God for mercy, he shows up. A cry for mercy is a sign of humility before God. That you have gotten to the end of yourself. God will not do anything for you until you get to the end of yourself. Until you get to that point where you realize that I am nothing without God. Until if you have not gotten to that point, and so you will keep going in circle and in circle and in circle all over and over and over. You keep starting again and again and again and again, and things will not work. Because if you have not gotten to the end of yourself, that means you are trying. You are doing everything by your power and your might. And the last time I checked, the Bible says, for by strength shall no man prevail. You are doing everything by your power and your might. And God will listen to you. He will not hear you because he doesn't share his glory with any man. He knows that if he listens to you while you are trying to do all of those things by your power and your might, when you get the breakthrough, you will not ascribe greatness to him. You will think it is by your power that you have gotten it done. You will think it is by your degree. You will think it is by the position. You will think it is by the wealth of your parents that you have gotten it. So until you get to the end of yourself, and you say, God, I can't do this thing by myself. I need your help. Have mercy on me. God listens. Pastor Fred's testimony. When the whole thing happened with this camera guy, guess what he did? Apparently, God had already instructed him not to do that business, but he did. But guess what? He prayed. He didn't see anything change. But the moment he took time out to pray to God for mercy, everything changed. Everything changed. And now we are rejoicing because we now have a testimony. Hallelujah. The cry for mercy moves God. It is a sign of humility. Jesus will not move in your direction until you get to the end of yourself. Number three, he cried for mercy. Number four, he was sure of what he wanted. Many of us, we are unsure of what we want from God. Even for life, you are not sure. You are unsure. You are not sure of what you want. Jesus asked him, so What do you want? He said, I want to see. No long talk. No, this thing. It's not a. Maybe if I can see, sha. Or maybe you go give me money. You get bread like that. No. That's all I want. He was sure what he wanted. He was sure what he wanted. Whatever you want from God, you must be specific. So I'm asking you, Ablaze is coming. What do you want from God? Have you taken time out to sit down to say, these are the list of things that I want God to do in my life at these years, Ablaze? I want to give you an assignment. Today, on why service going on, write out at least, not limited to, at least 5 things you want God to do for you at Ablaze conference this year. At least five things you want God to do for you this year. I'm believing for it. You have to be sure. You have to know what you want. You have to know. Jesus is asking. You are in my presence. What do you want? Is it fire you want? I have it. Is it financial breakthrough? I have it. Is it for the fever to break out in your school? I have it. Is it for healing in your body? I have it. Is it for a broken heart to be mended? I have it. I have it all. Jesus is asking you, what do you want from me? Is it a new job? Put it there. Is it bae or boo? Put it there. If you are due. If you are due. Some of you are not due. I'm not looking at anybody. Some of you are not due. And you are asking. God no go answer. Do you know that? We need to actually differentiate our wants from our needs. Because the Bible says that, for the Lord shall do what? Supply all your needs. Did he say God shall supply all your wants? He did not. So, if you are asking God for something, and it is not what you need, if God no give you, don't go to Jesus and start shouting, F God. God is not, this God thing ain't real. Like that here, this God thing ain't real. All those families, they put Twitter like that. OJ, get personal vendetta against this people. God is not real. You are asking God for something that is not in His will. The Bible says that in 1 John 5:14, this is the confidence, this is the confidence that we have in you, that whatsoever we ask, according to what is will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, we have whatever we have petitioned for. Our God hears prayer. Our God answers prayers. Don't let anybody deceive you. More often than not, the reason why you are not receiving is because you are asking God for what you want. And because God knows that thing that you want may harm you. That thing that you want may cause you to become proud. It will be told you from you. It will take you through fire, through some processing, before it can give it to you. So you have to be patient. And when you are praying, make sure what you are asking for is what you need. If you are asking God for iPhone 17 of Kinikon Million, maybe 4 million, something like that, do you need it? If God does not give it to you, don't say God is Kinikon or God is broke. He will only give you because He said, I will supply all your needs. So you need to know what you need. In fact, I change it. Yes, I change it now. You need to know what you need. You need to know what you need. The Bible says in James 1:5, it says, James 1:5-8, he says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him. I don't fear. See, I've had the mystical scripture. James 1:5 says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not. Another tradition says, who gives to all men without condemning? Another one says, who gives to all men without criticizing? And it shall be given. Next. But let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. And tossed. Back and forth. Because back and forth. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Verse 8. A double-minded man is unstable in his ways. A double-minded man is unstable in his ways. You need to pick a fight. You need to know what you need, what you want. This is it. And go for it. Because God will ask you. God will ask you. Philippians chapter 3, from verse 13 to 14. Let's look at Apostle Paul. Philippians 3, from verse 13 to 14. Please remove KJV, please. Give me an ID. Thank you so much. He says, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward for what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me. Everyone in Christ. He said, I forget everything. Yeah, I don't achieve all this one. Glory to God. But this is not what I want. This is not what I need. All this one, not just surface level stuff. He says, I press on. There is something I want. There is something I'm looking for. There is a goal. There is a target I must hit. I press on toward the goal to win the prize. That is what I want. I want to win the prize. I want to win the smile on the face of Jesus on that last day. I want to win the prize. That's what I wanted. For some of you, we don't know what you want. Even you don't know. You need to know. Look at Apostle Paul. He was specific. He said, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has come. To win the prize. There's a prize I want to win. If you know what you want, if you know what you need, a lot of times when people are Christians, you won't hear them. I was speaking with choir protocol and drama ministry at the retreat on Thursday night and Friday. And I was telling him that, look, in this church, I've faced a lot of criticisms. People have hurt me bad, lied against me so much. And I'm wanting, and they lie for my face like this. Wait till I don't talk. You don't say I talk. Wait till we meet and get my guys don't do. They say we do. People will see us all of things. They will go to pastor. They will lie. They will do all sorts of things. That can make me even say I'm not coming to church anymore. But guess what? There is a price. There's a price that I'm chasing. There's a price I'm chasing. So regardless of what God does to me, in this church, let me leave you now. In case you are planning to hurt me so that I can leave the church, it's too late. Do you get? Dera, if you are planning to hurt me so I can leave this church, it is too late. It's too late. It's already too late. It can't work anymore. If it did not work then, where I see they even grow. I see they grow like this. Oh. If it did not work then, where I don't get this kind of knowledge about God, it cannot work now. Do you know why? There's a price. That's why every time I'm speaking on Sunday, you can't let offenses. Hey, for that guy, don't say, make a no. That should be nice today. Don't let me add to what I've been saying on Sunday. But let me just say this. You cannot want to let offenses get to you and then you're not saying you're not doing it. Some even take it to the extent of, they don't only leave the church. Oh. They leave Jesus and everything. Say church out. And I'm like, church out. I've been like, you girl, they out yourself. You are, oh, team. Guys, there's a price. But you need to know that price. If you know that price, nothing will get to you. Nothing will move you. If they like, they should shoot arrow at you like this, you will stand with that. If they like, they should lie against you, you will not be moved. Because there is a price that you are pressing towards. There's a price. So you need to know what you want. Make a list. I'm sure you're going to make that list of what you want God to do for you. The next thing we need to learn from that man, I need to move fast now, is he followed and glorified God. The Bible says, instantly he could see and he began to follow him, glorifying God. The Bible says, the moment he received his healing, the moment he could see, he did what? He started following Jesus. Many of us, we are planning to come for a blaze. This blaze, I want locking. But after a blaze, you are planning to disappear. I beseech you by the message of God, follow Jesus. Even after you have received at a blaze, even after God has done something mighty, because God will. He will do something mighty in your life at this blaze in the name of Jesus. But after he has done it, don't leave God. It's not that time to now leave church and say you are taking it. In this kingdom, there are no days off in the kingdom of God. There are no days off. Imagine the person in charge of oxygen in heaven takes the day off. Imagine if he takes a day off. In this kingdom of God, there are no days off. Every day we are pressing. No days off. So, the Bible says, he followed Jesus. Beloved, when you receive that thing from the Lord at Ablaze this year, don't stay back. Keep following Jesus. Keep following Jesus. Keep following Jesus. Because the more you follow Jesus, the more you look like him. The more you follow Jesus, the more you begin to look like him. In words, in deeds, in the way you speak, in the things you say, in what you think about. You begin to look like Jesus. I want to beg you, be like this man. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. The madman of Gadara that got healed. After he got healed in Mark, the story, the account is in Mark, is also in Matthew. After he got healed, do you know what? Do you know what the Bible says? The Bible says, and the man sat down with Jesus. He sat down with Jesus after he had received this miracle. He sat down with Jesus. He sat down at the feet of Jesus. The Bible says he sat down at the feet of Jesus as Jesus was teaching. He was learning. He was learning. He didn't say, ah, I've been healed. He don't want to go. No. He sat down with the healer. Let's not get the miracle and forget the miracle worker. Don't get the miracle and forget the miracle worker. That's what has been happening in the church today. And it is not nice. God is not the God that you can use and dump. No. No. You can't do that. I beseech you by the mercy of the Lord. Be like that man. He received the miracle. He sat down with Jesus. And after, he didn't stop there. After sitting with Jesus, Jesus told him, you can go. So Jesus was leaving, and he wanted to keep following Jesus. Jesus said, no, don't follow me. Go and tell the people about what the Lord has done for you. Apparently, his assignment on earth, his purpose, was to become an evangelist. But the devil held him bound. We changed. But guess what? Do you realize that? If he had left, immediately he got the miracle from Jesus, there probably would have been an avenue for Jesus to tell him his assignment, which is to be an evangelist. Do you get it? Because he don't receive it, he don't want to go. And Jesus will really say, ah, come, let me tell you your purpose. No, Jesus will not shove anything out of your throat. He sat down with Jesus. What do you do then? How can we bring this to contemporary listen? This is our Jesus. Everybody say, my Bible is my Jesus. The word of God is the Jesus that you need to sit at the feet of Jesus. And learn of him. Sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to his word. Sit at the feet of Jesus and read, study, meditate on the words of Jesus. On the word of Jesus. Your attitude after you have received from God is as important as what you have received. Your attitude after you have received from God is as important as what you have received. If what you have received is life, your attitude after receiving it is equally important. If you receive something and you are not grateful, you are in the wrong go. You are in the wrong go. Whatever the Lord does for us, he is doing it because he wants to get glory. If God has done something for you, and one way or the other, he's not getting glory, you are in the wrong go. Repent. 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 Don't just come for a place to receive and then disappear after. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Come for all the sessions. Soak it in. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. The last lesson from this man. In fact, I still have case study from. Don't worry, guys. I'm breaking a business record. He did 1 hour last week, but now we do 58 minutes. I want to break the record. Right. The last lesson from the blind man. Imagine, now blind man, God, they take teachers' lesson. God, they use blind teach people where they see lesson. The last lesson, number 6. He received what he went all out for. He received what he went all out for. Guys, you cannot go all out for Jesus and your life will remain the same. It's impossible. It's impossible. Look at what the Bible says. It says in verse 42, receive your sight. Jesus told him, your faith has healed you. Verse 43 says, instantly he could see. Instantly he could see. Before that time, he was crying. He was crying. But when he saw him, he could see. He could see. Guys, if you go all out for Jesus, if you go all out for Jesus, you will receive. This Ablaze is for you. Put it to yourself. Say, this Ablaze. This Ablaze. I want to hear you. Say, this Ablaze is for me. Yes, it's for you. If you go and ask for Jesus, you will receive. You will receive from the Lord. Look at this scripture. This man, you don't get to it. And he cried out. He went all out for Jesus. He didn't let anybody shut him up. And he received from the Lord. You too can receive from the Lord. If only you will go all out. If only you will go all out. And the Bible says, after he received, what happened? After he received, he followed and was giving glory. I believe he was jumping around. I can see, I can see, I can see, glory, I can see. And the people that were saying, you should shut up. They were like, oh, boy, that's true. The boy is hearing your name, damn, wow. Like, that's what Jesus will do for you. That's what Jesus will do for you. If you go all out for Jesus, you will receive from him. You will receive from him. I have 5 minutes. Now, let us look at, because we read the story of Zacchaeus, I have 2 more case studies. So let's just do, I have the woman with the issue of blood, and I have Zacchaeus. But let's do Zacchaeus. Number one lesson from Zacchaeus. He didn't allow himself to be limited. He did not allow himself to be limited by his height. He did not. He went all out regardless. But, no matter what, he tried his best. He did all he could to go all out for Jesus. He climbed a tree. Imagine, he didn't even care if he go fall down and break leg or break hand or head push on the ground. He went all out regardless. Don't let anything limit you from going all out for Jesus at this year's Ablaze conference. Don't let anything, don't let money limit you. Hey, don't let money. If you don't have transport fare to come for Ablaze, sincerely, you know, deep down, see how the other man is saying. You don't have transport to come for Ablaze. The reason why you won't be able to make it to Ablaze is because of funds. Please, Minister Ido, head of washing unit. Because what God wants to do at this year's Ablaze is too mighty for you to miss. It's too mighty for you to miss. Shalom. You don't have money, okay? You can't. This is you. Please shift. Right. Please don't let anything limit you from going all out for Jesus, from coming for Ablaze, even beyond Ablaze. He was so eager to see Jesus. He said, the only way I can take this man. What does it mean to go all out for Jesus? I mean, everything happening in the service today, just they align. Look at the scripture Minister Yeshua quoted. Look at the call to worship. When Minister Yeshua quoted, I was saying, everything will be connected now. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29 and verse 13, says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. When you are going all out for Jesus, you are not trying to seek him with a part of your heart, all of your heart. You are trusting him wholeheartedly. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I beseech you by the message of God. Go all out for Jesus. With all of your heart. What happens when you go all out for Jesus? You get his attention. Look at that man. The blind man, he got the attention of Jesus. You get the attention of Jesus. I'm getting to rush now because my time is almost up. You get the attention of Jesus. Look at Solomon in 2 Chronicles chapter 1 from verse 6 to 7. After he had offered sacrifice, 1,000 lambs, slaughtered everything for Jesus on the altar as an offering. The Bible says, and God appeared unto him. You get the attention of Jesus when you go all out for him. Number two thing you do that happens when you go all out for Jesus, you get a blank check. You get a blank check. The man that received the sight here, he got a blank check. After going all out for Jesus, Jesus asked him, what do you want? The second man, Solomon, he got a blank check. And that's why he asked God for wisdom. Number three thing that happens, I'll be number four anymore. You get a divine visitation from divine. I just have to put that there. It's slap, Abby. You get a divine. You get a divine visitation from divine. Ah, now no go scream me. After all the effort I put into this thing, you will scream. Oh, you will get a divine visitation from divine. Yeah, yeah. Really? But on the most serious note, Jesus is divine. You get a divine visitation from him. Look at Zacchaeus. He got a divine visitation from Jesus. Jesus said, "Oh boy, because you have gone all out for me, Zacchaeus not even do anything. He just climbed tree. Jesus just climbed tree. He didn't see anything. He said Jesus. He didn't even like. He was not like the blind man. He just climbed tree. What? And Jesus was going, who is this? Calm down. I'm coming to your house tonight. Right up on your feet, guys. Right up on your feet. He said, calm down. I want your house tonight. I won't come sup with you. Please, let's rise up on our feet. I won't come sup with you." That is what happens when we go all out for Jesus. When you go all out for Jesus, God changes your story. Your story changes completely. When you go all out for Jesus, something changes in you. Abraham means exalted father. But when God appeared unto him, God changed his story. God changed his name from Abraham to Abraham, which means father of many nations. Sarah's name was Sarai that Abraham gave to him. He meant my princess or something like that. But the Lord changed it to Sarah, which means it is not only my now, it is of the nation. That is what happens when you go all out for Jesus. I beseech you by the mercies of God. Don't let this ablaze. See, there are days and there are certain days. Ablaze Conference 2025 is that certain day. It's the day of the Lord. The Lord has promised us that he's going to visit us. And he started with us on Friday. He started with us this Friday. Mighty, imagine, people they pray for here, deliverance they happen for the congregation. Ah, do you know what we did on Friday? The fire that we want to see at ablaze, we already prayed it down. Is that amazing? Lift up your voice and talk to God. Just talk to God. Just pray the Holy Ghost. Pray the Holy Ghost. Malika, Shkodo, Brendelia. Talk to God and let him know. Say, Lord, I open up my heart to you, to receive of you at this year's ablaze conference. Say, I refuse to be distracted. Talk to God. Say, I kill every form of distraction. I go all out for you. I go all out for your word. I refuse to be distracted. I refuse to be distracted. No hindrance whatsoever. No limitation whatsoever. No barrier whatsoever. No barrier whatsoever. Nothing will stop me from receiving from you at this year's ablaze conference 2025. Nothing. Nothing will stop me in the name of Jesus. Not finances. Not weather. Nothing will stop me from going all out for Jesus. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. Make sure it's coming from your heart. From your heart. Oh Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Can we have all eyes closed this morning? All eyes closed and all heads bowed. The first step to going all out for Jesus is to making him the Lord of your life. That's the number one step. That's the numero uno step to going all out for Jesus. If you are here this morning and you have not made Jesus the Lord of your life, come out now. Quick, quick, quick. Let me pray with you. Jesus loves you the way you are. But guess what? He doesn't want you to remain the way you are. And that is why I'm extending the grace of Jesus to you wherever you are this morning. If you are here this morning and you have not made Jesus the Lord of your life, can you come forward very quickly? Let me pray with you. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Is there anybody like that? Or maybe you've been living in sin. You've given your life to Christ, but you went back to living in sin. And now you want to dedicate your heart to Jesus. Step out. Step out very quickly. Let me pray for you. Glory to God. Everybody is born again in church today. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. All praise to the Most High God.
Thank you once again for listening to this message. We hope it has been a blessing to you. Our goal is to show you the God of the Bible so that you can know him intimately beyond religion and rediscover purpose in him. Please connect with us on all our social media platforms at the XPHNG or join us in our live services at Mokola Ibadan for fellowship and partnership. God bless you.